Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Tuesday. It's May 12th, 2020. This month is flying by, actually.
It is.
Yeah, right? It's 61 degrees outside of the Almar Manor, which is where we are coming to you from live. A reversal of sorts in the Commonwealth of Virginia, Mark, as far as opening up. The governor had said, you know, we're all going to open up at once, and because we shouldn't divide, you know, North and South, that whole thing again. But after leaders in Northern Virginia said, we're just not ready, he listened. So half of the state or the Southern Virginia will open up this week. You know, not all the way, but just something. Some hair places and bowling alleys and that kind of stuff, which is kind of crazy. But in Northern Virginia, it's going to stay locked down like it has been because the cases are just higher in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, just like it just yeah. I would be mad if I got it like bowling. I'd be mad, you know what I mean? I'd be mad if I got the COVID doing something kind of frivolous.
Well, but you know, but you still, they're still saying social distancing, all the precautions, but they're just trying to open up. So a change.org petition has close to 230,000 signatures now. People want something done about this outrageous case down in Georgia. This young man, Ahmaud Arbery, who was just gunned down. These father and a son said they were trying to do a citizen's arrest after they thought he was, you know, trying to go in somehow stealing. And now there's this video that shows him perhaps going into a construction. Yeah. So has that been verified that is him looking around?
Allegedly it is him, but there was another guy who was doing damage, but it wasn't him.
Right.
But again, even if he did go in, he didn't touch anything.
And who are you to get a gun and shoot someone?
And the homeowner said that nothing was touched in the home anyway.
People are outraged. You know, I don't know what the petition can do, but I will say that Georgia doesn't have a hate crime statute, but the federal government does. And so they're looking at bringing federal hate crime charges against this father and son. May it be done. Let's, you know, hand clap for Steve Harvey. He's out here changing lives. His foundation is anyway. He got word of a young man out of Baltimore, Marquis Knox, who was bullied mercilessly, held at gunpoint, trying to just walk to school. He went to Dunbar High in Baltimore, which is a good school, right? But yeah, he faced bullying all his life. So all he wanted to do was change schools and go to Cristo Rey Jesuit High because this school is amazing in Baltimore City. Well, guess what? Steve Harvey heard. Now he is paying his tuition. He's paying for the computer, the uniforms, and all that.
Awesome.
He's just changing a life, right? And it's
awesome.
Just the power of paying it forward, and a lot of people are doing this right now. So if you're an essential worker, you know somebody doing good, let's shout them out. Give us a call.
That's right, 202-432-WHUR. Also, don't forget, Ask Allison is on the way.
It's Allison and Mark's Talent Tuesday. To show off your talent, call 202-432-WHUR.